Thank you for calling Food and Clean Management. My name is Anna. How can I assist you today?
Hey Anna, this is Kayla from Sedgwick. I have Chitan from the legal office calling to check on a claim, and if there's no claim, then we would like to file one. And the date of loss that I have is 7/3/2024, and the state is New York.
Okay.
And the policy number is M as in Mike, W as in Whiskey, T as in Tango, B as in Boy, 3148202020.
You can get them transferred over.
All right, thank you very much. Sure. Hello, Chitan, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, thank you very much. I have Anna on the line from Exidence, and she will be able to assist you from here. And thank you for calling Cedric. Have a great day. Take care.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. My name is Chetan. I'm calling from Kursonski Legal Group. Actually, I have sent a letter of representation stating claim to be set up, but I haven't received the claim number. So can you help me with that? I have the policy number.
Is it the MWTB number?
Yes, MWTB.
Do you by any chance have the VIN number?
I'm not quite sure. Yes, I have the VIN number for your vehicle.
Okay, what's that VIN number?
Right, and this is the Amazon Logistics vehicle. The VIN number is number 3, C is in Charlie, 6, U is in Uniform, R is in Robert, V is in Victor, J is in Jack, G is in George, number 6, L is in Lima, E is in Echo, 136894.
Okay. And you said the claim has already been filed?
No, I'm not sure. The problem was they told that we were unable to find the policy or something. So I have sent the letter of representation on claims.intake@exidience.com. I also have faxed it on 888-869-4340. And I have faxed it in August. Yes, it had been more than 2 months.
And the date of loss is 7/3.
Yes, correct. Now, can you just tell me, Exidience is handling the claim for Amazon?
Yes, we do handle claims for Amazon.
Now, did you miss the policy number I gave you? Is that a valid policy number?
I wouldn't be able to say. It's not coming up in my system.
Okay. With the VIN number, did you locate the vehicle or policy?
So with that VIN number, I was able to pull up a claim, but it's not the date of loss that you stated.
And
you said you got an email, or you said you called in and you said they told you that they weren't able to look at the policy number.
Yes, I called last time. I have called 2 or 3 times, but the problem was they were unable to locate the policy. Now, then what I told them that I'll send a letter of representation stating claim to be set up. And if you find any details regarding the claim or any information, then you can send the claim number and the adjuster details to me. And now, if you're telling that the VIN number I gave you, that is for 2020 RAM, right? Vehicle?
Let me see. It's not, let me see if I can do it one more time. So when you called in the last time, they told you that they were gonna send the email out since the policy wasn't coming up?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then did you get her email after that?
No, because I can tell you, just give me a moment. July, okay.
Yes.
It has been more than, as I told you, July. So I've sent it, have been more than 2 months, approximately. I've sent a letter of representation. So, is it possible for you, as you told that this is the correct policy, the VIN number is correct, so is it possible for you to file a new claim over the phone?
That policy because, number and that VIN number isn't coming up in my system for me to file a claim. Let me see if there's another way for me to do it.
But as you told, WTB314820. As you told, with the VIN number, you found the vehicle, right? That is 2020 Ram.
No,
I will file the claim over that.
So I was able to find a claim that was under that VIN number. I didn't find the vehicle. It was just showing up one claim.
Okay. When was the claim? Was it in July?
No, that was in February.
Okay. Because it might happen. The vehicle is correct. That's the 2020 Ram. So on, is it possible for you to file a claim over that vehicle? The VIN number I gave you?
So it's not going to let me file a claim since the policy number and that VIN number is not coming up in my system. I've already tried and it's not coming up. The only thing I'll probably the only thing I'll probably be able to do is send the email out and see if our back office is able to find out if there's a different policy number that's associated to the policy number that you gave for us to file a claim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because not getting now. Okay, you can provide me the email. I think that is claims.intech@xdience.com, correct?
So you're not going to have to send an email. I'm going to be the one sending out the email to our back office.
Okay. I got it.
I'm sorry. And you're calling from where?
Korsunsky Legal Group.
From an attorney office?
Yes, correct.
For the other vehicle that was involved with the Amazon vehicle?
Yes, right. Now, my client's vehicle was 2021 Honda. So, you can do one thing. You can take down my email address you can forward the email to your office. If you find any information, then you can contact me.
What's your first and last name?
Yes, my name is Chetan. C is in Charlie. Hotel, Echo, Tango, Alpha, Nancy. Last name, U is in Uniform. G is in George. Alpha, Lima, Echo.
Okay, so it looks like we have that email that was sent out that day that you stated. And it looks like you should have received. You should have received an email. I have your email out as SISAM@lostspades.com.
Is it Spades or Spades? Because the last word is Spades. S is in Sam, P is in Papa. Is that the correct one you have?
Yes.
Correct. Lost Spades. S is in Papa, A-D-E-S. Correct. That's the email address. Now, what have you sent it? Can you tell me, have you sent the claim number? Or what information have you sent?
So I have a different policy number because it says after reviewing one of these, after reviewing this loss reported to us, it appears the delivery associate involved in the loss is not insured by Old Republic or handled by Exceedance. However, we can provide you with information on the delivery associate as well as reporting instructions for the proper carrier.
Right, got it. You sent an email stating, I think, Universal Insurance or something. You provided me the policy number, but I tried to contact them also. I did not get any response from them. That's why I called you. Since I called Old Republic, and they transferred me to you.
Okay. Well, this policy number is not as... It's not insured by Old Republic, mm-hmm. So we wouldn't be the ones handling the claim. You'll have to contact or go on the website.
Can you just tell me who is the insurance carrier? Because I have the plate search, and on that they have given Old Republic. That's why I called you. Do you have any idea who's the insurance carrier?
I don't know who's the insurance carrier. I can just tell you the name of the company that was involved.
Yes, please. What's the name?
It says A3N as an entity Logistics LLC. And it does actually say the insurer is called Universal Casualty.
Oh, what was that card?
Universal.
First name. What was that?
U. N as in Nancy.
No. The first name. What was that? Card? C-A-R-D? Can you spell the first name?
Oh, C-A-S, as in Sam. U-A-L-T, as in Tom, Y.
Casualty Universal, right?
No. It's Universal Casualty.
Okay. Universal Casualty. So the full name is Universal Casualty Insurance, right?
Yes.
And the policyholder, you told, is in Alpha number 3, Logistics LLC, correct?
Yes, and I have a policy number for you when you contact them. Policy number is going to be R as in Romeo, K as in Kite, T as in Tom, 0718-257. -05-U as in umbrella, R as in Romeo, G as in girl, -01235.
Right. I'll try to contact this phone number and get some details then. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Have a great day.
Yes. You too. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.